I do want to roll into our very first guest, my good friend, my peer on my Georgia Hymns board, Jeffrey Brown, from CIO, Piedmont Healthcare. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Justin. Glad to be here.
It's great to see you. Were you actually able to join the board meeting last week?
I was. We had a great time, good turnout. I think our program for 2020 is on the right track and had a lot of fun, but also some serious efforts to move the industry forward.
Excellent. Yeah, they're Georgia Hymns board. Great group of people. And now Seppi Brown is the, isn't she the chairperson now?
She's the incoming chair. In fact, she is the chair.
Yeah, she is. She's amazing. Right. Seppi is, you know, just works tremendously hard for Hymns, for Georgia Hymns, our entire organization. But the Georgia Hymns chapter is a very special chapter in general. Rob Aaron did a very good job building it, but you guys through the years, I kind of came on in these latter years, but the whole Georgia community has done a phenomenal job building one of the most powerful Hymns chapters in Georgia Hymns. So I appreciate all you do and all you donate and volunteer to that group, my friend.
So then it's a very important mission to take on.
So from your perspective, we talked a little bit about telehealth because actually one of those initiatives certainly going on at Piedmont Healthcare. But Jeff, what healthcare or health IT trends are you seeing in the industry?
Well, I'm seeing quite a few, but I think starting at the top of it is really a whole lot of activity in our industry on M&A, mergers and acquisitions. Okay. You're seeing that happen at the hospital level. You're seeing it happening with practices and even other joint venture activities. And the real challenge that comes forward in our industry is now you're blending people, obviously, and cultures and that type of thing, but you're also having to have dissimilar technologies come together and work more effectively to deliver the services and the care. That's one huge trend that I see happening. Another trend is really around efforts around cybersecurity. While that's an old topic, there continues to be a ton of focus in that area and new innovations like blockchain. We won't talk about blockchain today, but it's really a new way for secure information to be exchanged. And there are a number of innovative companies that are diving into that. Where we're going to see it first in the healthcare arena is probably around the financial industry or revenue cycle side of what we do and in the cybersecurity space. And we're excited about some of the things we're seeing there, and we want to be early adopters of that technology as it evolves. And then I think the third area, and I think probably one of the most important areas, is around the patient experience. So some people are now calling it the digital front door. Let me ask you a question.
I just wrote that down. Yes, I did. I just wrote down digital front door as one of my notes. That's great.
So yes. When was the last time you traveled?
Yesterday.
Okay. when you booked your appointment, did you pick up the phone and do that with an agent?
No. Not at all.
Well, in healthcare, you're starting to see a movement to meet people where they are. Most people want to schedule. You're busy people like yourself. You get in. You want to be able to schedule based on the convenience of time and access from wherever you are.
Very true.
And so we're all doing that, and I think we're seeing a big push to get healthcare caught up with the rest of the 21st century.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, the no digital front door. Yeah, I travel now almost every week. I split my time between here and actually Sarasota. And between Delta, Hertz, and Uber, my entire life is electronic. It's literally digital. I don't talk to anybody. And it's all automated, and it's perfect, and it's seamless. And I completely agree. We deserve that in healthcare. And we're slowly getting it. And I know you've got some great innovations. I actually would like to take a second, even before we move on, because we have the time, share maybe a minute on blockchain, because that's something that we've spoken about in the industry for now many years. I don't think people really understand it. If you want to give 1 minute on blockchain and healthcare or why you're excited for it, would be great.
Well, I'm extremely excited. First of all, you're seeing it being applied in industry now in the financial market, and it is just a much more secure way to have identity management occur with various approaches to various data connection points to make it literally, I won't say impossible, but for someone to steal the identity of another person, institution, or set of currency, or whatever it is. There are ID matching types of technologies built into the blockchain environment that can't be replicated. And so if I'm having a secure connection with you, the technology behind the scene is already predefined, and there are elements that I know that you don't have to know, but there are rules that guide that connection. And so it almost makes cybercrime nearly impossible. That's excellent. Right. So I think that's why I'm excited, because people, the health record is still known as the most
valuable and
most sought after record you can have. Right. And so, and for a number of reasons, we won't go into those now, but that's why I'm excited. We want to protect the assets of our organization, but we also want to make sure that when people do business with us or have patient care, and information is this private information, that we have even better ways to make certain that doesn't get in the wrong hands.
Yeah, excellent. You want to do? You have a question?
I do. Roberta? I do. Interoperability is a huge ordeal now. We've been talking about for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it. What are your challenges, and are you finding that you have more areas to work with these days?
When I was a baby, when interoperability started, and look at me now, yeah, I'm about to rock the boat here in a minute. No. I think the industry has made some great strides in that regard. I think if you sort of kind of can visualize individual buildings and think about the healthcare applications as an individual building, I think that healthcare has made great progress within the building, connecting all the offices and being able to exchange things within the building.
Right.
And there has been some limited progress connecting to the building next to you.
Right.
And being able to do some things in a static way, or maybe exchange certain elements of it. I think where you're going to see the puck move to, if that's a good expression,
yes,
is this next phase where you have very dissimilar systems, and through policy, something you've been talking about earlier, and other things that have to happen from a legislative perspective to get us there, will be that ability to take dissimilar environments but have something, and this is a technical term, I'm talking to Georgia Hems, but there's something called open APIs.
Sure.
What that really means is a way for me to get information out of your system without having to comply with all of the dynamics that my system has, but a set of standards that we can exchange that information, share it, and do it so in a very, meaningful way.
Sure.
And I think that's the next level, and you're starting to see huge efforts occur in that space. Even on the innovation side of the house, with this open API thing I'm talking about, you can develop something in your living room, and if it's meaningful to this patient record, we can figure out a way to do that through this new technology that we're talking about today. And interoperability paves the way for that. But there will need to be some legislative changes around data sharing and some other things that I know you know about in detail.
How's the Georgia HIE working out for you?
It's working out well. We belong to several different, so we've got care quality with the vendor side. We've got the Georgia HIE environment that we play into. But all of those environments still have their own uniqueness to them. And it's not quite as fluid for physicians, for nurses, for administrators to use that. But you do get basic record information, something we couldn't say 7 years ago, right?
Right.
So I think progress is being made. Yep. You know, we laughed about it. Real work is being done. But at the end of the day, it's still not like when you sit at home and you go in and log into your financial records, right? Yes. You're able to actualize
information
from those
over.
Systems. Yes. That's right. It's not quite at that level, but it's getting there slowly but surely.
So on M&A and cybersecurity, blockchain, and patient experience, back to the three trends that you're really navigating, you know, what are two or three best practices that you would share with my community on and help them navigate those trends?
Well, I think two or three things just come to my mind immediately. You've got to work with the vendor partners. You've got to work with the innovative groups, such as the work you've been tied to, Justin, in your path. Yeah. We're looking at working with the set of new innovators that are now saying, Jeff, they're coming to me saying, Jeff, rather than us building something and pitching it to you,
right,
they're starting to say, tell me what your problems are. Let us go in the laboratory and come back with two or three solutions that might work. And we think that if you do that for us, others in your field probably will have some of those similar challenges. So again, you can't develop it in the incubator at Piedmont. You've got to open it up to the marketplace. So we're heavily relying on our vendor community, the legislative branch to be supportive and work through the government relations process to make those kinds of things happen. And then, of course, pure old innovation.
Right. Yep. Excellent. So thinking ahead, what do you, you know, and kind of on the Wayne Gretzky, you know, where will the puck be? His famous motto. What do you think we need to be looking at as an industry in 3 to 5 years from now? Kind of looking ahead. What do we need to be?
Well, I think you're going to continue to see apps and infrastructure move into something called the cloud. In the old days, mm-hmm. and maybe even the current days, people built out these large data centers, and they had servers and storage devices and all types of switches and that type of thing. I think you're going to start seeing data shared in a mega environment, and we're going to kind of say it's all up in the cloud somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now, the cloud is a series of these things, yes. but rather than each organization's having to have all that and build it and manage it the way we do today, you're going to move some of that infrastructure and cost into that environment and improve the interoperability capabilities with your system. So that's one thing that I see here to stay. I also see this whole movement with the interoperability maturing. We've been talking about it since I was born. Yes. I know we joked about that, but really, seriously, with these open APIs and with the fire standards and those type of things, they're really moving barriers that prevented some of the great strides from happening. It's been incremental. And now I think we have to do that times 10x annually. And I think that in 2 to 3 years, 5 years, you're going to see that no longer be a problem in healthcare. I think you're going to see that interoperability take phase. And then the final is you joked about AI earlier when you talked, but I think you're going to see process automation. You're going to see AI capabilities where you now will have call centers being managed by computers, right? And I would challenge you to tell the difference if you were talking to a computer or a person in some elements even today, such as revenue cycle types of processes and workflows. If it's a process, they can
do it much better,
and cleaner, and
100% accuracy. All
right,
that.
And you can build those rules in. Yeah. For them to react to certain tones and reaction to the public. So I think you're going to see that happen. And then process automation, that's working at the code level. And I'm talking to a Georgia Hems group, so you understand. But that's taking things that people would have to do to compare numbers and resources to get pre-ops and those types of things. It will be automatically done. And it took people to do them. Today, people do those things.
Right.
So I think automation is moving into healthcare in a major way, and I think it's through this robotic process automation. I see that being a huge part of our future.
Yeah, I actually have I was educated on RPA about a year ago. I have an investment in revenue cycle management. Oh. And they told me, because I sat on a budget line, I'm like, what are we doing with all this? And they said, well, this is basically how we're going to manage our RCM, coming up. And it's exactly, it's just taking the human aspect out of it, 100% accuracy, and you got all the rules and everything built right in, and it's a fraction of the cost. I mean, it's amazing. So
the humans listening, it's not taking your jobs away. It's just it will allow you to focus on more complex types.
Correct. But a computer can't help us because there's tens of thousands of areas that we need humans involved in. But there's things that we don't need humans involved in where humans create errors. And that's where we need the computers to help. Jeff, as always, my friend, great to have you in studio. Great to see you. Thank you for kicking the show off with me. And you have a great afternoon, my friend.
I will. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Brown, CIO of Piedmont Healthcare.